This is Naira, your host for Your Guide to the Night Sky. You haven't been to any of the planets we've studied yet, but today we're studying a planet you're at right now, our own Earth. Let's start by looking at what separates Earth from the other planets in our solar system. One of the most important distinctions we can make is the fact that Earth has life. It has life! That's epic! The only planet that we know has life is our own Earth, and we haven't even presented evidence that other planets might have life, except for some silly theoretical things like the Drake equation, which doesn't really have any scientific basis. Another distinction we can make is that Earth has liquid water. On other planets in the solar system, our favorite chemical, H2O, either becomes water vapor from heat or freezes into ice from cold. Plus, none of the planets in the solar system have as enough water as our Earth does, so you can't take a trip to the seaside on another planet and not encounter any not-so-healthy chemicals. Earth also has tectonic plates, unlike other planets. If you paid attention to geology class in school, you know that Earth's crust, separated into parts, flows on the deeper, liquid part of the mantle. Other planets are either too small or too gassy to harbor anything like this. We'll be back in a sec! Okay, moving on. Plate tectonics brings us to the structure of Earth, in case you didn't pay attention in geology class. To begin with, we have the core, a very hot, massive metal at the center of Earth. Even though it's the hottest part of Earth, it's solid because of the high pressure inside Earth. Then we have the mantle, where pressure is lower. This is where lava flows around. It cures the tectonic plates, which make up the crust, and plays with them. Smashes them together, drives them apart, and scrapes them against each other. Wait up, earthquake! When two tectonic plates smash against each other, they create mountains. Imagine pushing two bits of paper against each other and watching both bits rise. That's how the Himalayas were formed. Other times, lava spouts out the edges of plates and forms mountains. This spouting can also happen at a hot spot, where tons of lava and molten rocks moves upward in the middle of a tectonic plate. When tectonic plates are driven apart, lava comes up and forms new landforms. When plates scrape against each other, pressure builds up and then is released, causing earthquakes. The site where plates scrape is called a fault. Sometimes, plates sink again under each other. Since the continental crust is lighter and oceanic crust is heavier, the oceanic crust sinks under continental crust. The area where this happens is called a subduction zone. By the way, a place where plates are driven apart is a divergence zone. The place where they collide is called a convergence boundary. I want to tell you something. Write down all these vocabulary words so you won't mess up on your spelling test. Otherwise, I hope you have a good day, and I hope there aren't any faults near you.